Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. Monday, May 4th, 1970. A date which will forever be etched in my mind and my life experience. Because I was a student at Kent State University on that day in that year. Now, Kent State, not a hotbed for protest or dissent. There was a line, you're not going to college, you're going to Kent. Had a reputation as a party school. Midwest Teachers College, with uneventful sports teams and a wide open campus in the town of Kent, Ohio. Population about 28,000. Around 40 miles southeast of Cleveland. On Thursday, April 30th, 1970, President Nixon announced the Cambodian incursion. Friday, May 1st, a small protest took place with a bigger one planned for Monday. Trouble erupted later that night as students were leaving bars. Bottles were thrown. Windows of storefronts were smashed. Saturday, May 2nd, Mayor Leroy Satram asked Governor James Rhodes to send in the National Guard after declaring a state of emergency. A large protest at the campus ROTC building later that night got out of hand, and the building was set on fire. The Guard actually didn't arrive till about 10 p.m. that evening, at which time there was another protest taking place in the streets at the edge of campus. Sunday, another planned demonstration, and harsh words from Governor Rhodes about the protesters. Tear gas and physical assault by guardsmen in gas masks were the order of the day. The Guard attempted to disperse another protest taking place on the streets at the edge of the campus. Hundreds of students were sitting in the streets, blocking traffic, surrounded by the Guard and the police, and a helicopter hovering overhead, shining a spotlight on them. It was about midnight, and it was very cinema-esque, but this was real. Monday brought the original protest that had been planned on Friday, and more confrontations on the Commons and up over Blanket Hill, by Taylor Hall, the architecture building. There didn't seem to be real danger or dire circumstances happening between the Guard and the students who were still protesting. They were too far away to hit the Guard with thrown rocks, and the tear gas was not having its desired effect because of the wind. The Guard was not able to get the students to disperse, but things seemed okay. When all of a sudden, at 12:24, the Guard seemed to turn as they went back up Blanket Hill toward the Commons and began firing on the students below in the parking lot at the bottom of the hill. In all, 67 shots were fired. It took only about 13 seconds, but it seemed like a lifetime. And for four students, it was.
Finally. Folgers and Nixon's coming. We're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming. For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio.
I'm an
emperor. For dead in Ohio.
Why?
For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio.
Neil Young's Ohio, done by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young on today's Yeah, Baby Tunes. Now, I asked him about that song several months after the shootings at a show in Cleveland. He said he was very moved and disturbed by the events and the pictures he had seen, wrote the lyrics, and Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young recorded it only 10 days after the shootings occurred, and the song was on the radio by early June. I have many memories of those turbulent times, but the shootings seemed to polarize everyone. No one thought students protesting against a war a half a world away were in any real mortal danger, in harm's way, would be fired upon. Not here in America. Now, I guess all you really had to do was look at the treatment of protesters in the South vying for what were their inalienable human rights as citizens of a free country to realize if you fight the man, you could and would pay the price, no matter who you are. I worked at a Cleveland radio station back then while going to school. Friday and Saturdays, I worked till 11 p.m., so I didn't get back to Kent till after midnight each night. Friday, there was a police roadblock coming into town, and you had to show ID to prove you lived there. Saturday night, the town was closed. I was turned away and had to drive about 15 miles out of my way to get to my home and family. By Sunday, the place was really tense, and I got cracked by a guardsman wearing a gas mask that night while simply trying to cover the events for WGAR radio. I showed him my press pass, recorder, boom, down I went, rifle butt to chin. Monday brought the feeling of occupation, troops everywhere, and just a surreal feeling that this wasn't really happening. But it was. The Kent State shootings have been debated, heard in the courts, written about, and reenacted on film. But none of that brings back those who were lost or crippled or simply scarred for life. The song Ohio was covered by, of all bands, Devo in 2002 from their album When Pigs Fly, Songs You Never Thought You'd Hear. Devo. Actually, not as surprising as you might think. Jerry Casale and Mark Mothersbaugh, two of the founding members of Devo, were students at Kent State on May 4th. Again, the effect. Chrissy Hines was a student at Kent State and has said the anger stayed with her for many, many years. The effect. We were all affected, and not just students at Kent State. I think this changed the whole mentality of student protest throughout the U.S. and made it a different game. Welcome to the big bad world of your parents' making, so to speak. Something to think about as we go forward even today. A look at a tragedy through my eyes, because I was there, and I remember, and I don't want people to forget. That's Tunes for now. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.